Nolte, media faced 12,000 job cuts, most since 2009 economic crash. By John Nolte on July 5, 2019. The American media will be hit with nearly 12,000 job cuts in 2019, the highest number since the economic crisis of 2009. The consultancy Challenger Gray & Christmas reported this week media companies, which include movies, television, publishing, music, and broadcast and print news, announced plans to cut 15,474 jobs so far this year, of which 11,878 of which were from news organizations, reports AFP. This is a huge increase over 2017's 4,062 media job cuts and, according to the article at least, this is primarily happening due to paywalls and ad revenue. A number of media outlets are installing paywalls in the hope their customers will start to pay for something they are used to getting for free. This is not working. And ad revenue is plummeting because of the ad blockers people use in their web browsers and how effective Google and Facebook have been at stealing advertisers away. Another obvious reason for these cuts, one the AFP article will never touch, is that in the era of Trump, too much of the media have exposed themselves as lying, fake newsing hacks willing to spread any falsehood to overturn the 2016 presidential election. Already this year, the fake news outlets at CNN and BuzzFeed have slashed over 100 and 200 jobs, respectively. Verizon slashed 800 jobs at Yahoo, AOL, and HuffPost. What's more, what could be more symbolic than the Washington, D.C.-located museum being forced to close because no one wants to worship at the temple of a broken, un-American, corrupt, and endlessly venal institution? Finally, there is the debunking this year of the media's two-year Russia collusion hoax, which fell apart after the Mueller report proved no one in the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians to steal the presidential election and that there was no obstruction of justice. Sadly, the Russia collusion hoax was only the most recent national story the establishment media have hoaxed the American public with. Over the past few years, this discredited institution has also spread these prominent hoaxes. Hispanic George Zimmerman, the white racist killer. Hands up, don't shoot. Trump can't win. Brett Kavanaugh, serial rapist. The KK kids from KK Covington High School. Trump colluded with Russia. Why would anyone pay to be constantly misled and deceived? The establishment media's dying because it is an unreliable and deliberately dishonest institution staffed mostly with partisans and liars. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.